Oral presentations by students. Balanced diets. This monologue can be useful for B2 and C1 students. Christina B., a C1 student in course 2016 and 2017, trained for speaking tests by preparing a 4-minute oral presentation on a topic. Then she did her OP in class and we gave her feedback. Then I asked her for the transcript to record it myself to help with pronunciation matters, and she took it down as a dictation. And here is her transcription and my recording. Hope it's useful. Hello, my name is Christina, and I'm going to speak about balanced diets. First of all, why did I choose this topic? The main reason is that my sister is always following a diet. So I usually accompany her to different dietitians and nutritionists. In addition, I believe that everyone should know how to follow a balanced diet. And I also wanted to consider whether the Spanish population follows one or not. To start with the topic, a balanced diet provides our body the nutrients it needs to function correctly. So this means eating a wide variety of foods in the right proportions, and consuming the correct amount of food and drink to achieve and maintain a healthy body. Besides, without a good nutrition, our body is more prone to disease, infection, fatigue, and poor performance. On the other hand, to achieve a balanced diet, we need to eat foods that are low in unnecessary fats and sugars, and high in vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients. For this reason, we should follow these suggestions. 1. Ingest at least 5 portions of fruit and vegetables a day. 2. Eat low-fat meats, such as chicken, pork, or beef, legumes, or eggs at least twice a week. 3. Eat at least 2 portions of fish every week. 4. Take a good breakfast and a light dinner. 5. Ingest 2 or 3 portions of milk, cheese, and yogurt per day. 6. Drink plenty of water, 6 to 8 glasses. 7. Use oil sparingly and avoid deep-fried foods, fast food, and foods high in sugars. 8. Do exercise regularly. To continue with the topic about healthy diets in Spain now, I believe people's diets in our country are getting worse. So, although we have a lot of information about balanced diets, we have more bad than good eating habits. In fact, I think that there are people who don't have time or talent to cook full meals, and when they come home late from work, they usually heat up a frozen meal or order a takeaway. In addition, young people eat too much fast food because they tend to eat burgers, pizza, fries, kebabs and the like when they go out with their friends. However, it needs to be said that not everyone has bad habits, of course, and there are people in our country who follow a balanced diet, including olive oil. To sum up, now that we know what a balanced diet is and how to follow it, I think we should definitely go for a healthier lifestyle to feel fitter and take care of our health. So I encourage you to follow a balanced diet, and I promise that I will give it a try too. That's all. Thank you for listening.